Yeah, that's right. It is Kim and Mike Burge with the good stuff. Thank you so much. You know, if you're looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news, the insider stuff, you know, or if you're looking for auction reports, maybe you want award-winning columnists to give you information, insight, and just be funny. How about classified ads pertaining to all of this? Or special interest sections? You can do it all at Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. You know, it's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you to visit Cherry County, the Valentine, and surrounding area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Just wrapped up the Nebraska Star Party, of course, International Dark Skies designation, and those dark skies are there all year round. They're open 365 days a year, or should say nights a year. So check it out, visitvalentine.com. A couple of epic one-liners to start things off today. Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting a tomato in a fruit salad. The early bird might get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese.
Yep, that's a common one. I like that.
Children, you spend the first 2 years of their life teaching them how to walk and talk. The next 16 spent telling them to sit down and shut up. One more of those today on the good stuff. And then I'll save some for another program. He who smiles in a crisis has found someone to blame.
So,
anyway, some epic one-liners. I don't have an author on that, but they've been around for a while. Just some good, fun things to think about today.
Mike, have you ever wondered where pets come from?
Pets, as in like dogs and cats and parakeets and
stuff? Well, mostly dogs and cats.
Okay. I know. Well, yeah, I've wondered, but...
Okay. It is reported that the following edition of the Book of Genesis was discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And Adam said, "Lord, when I was in the garden, you walked with me every day. Now I do not see you anymore. I am lonesome here, and it is difficult for me to remember how much you love me." And God said, "No problem. I will create a companion for you that will be with you forever, and who will be a reflection of my love for you, so that you will know I love you, even when you cannot see me. Regardless of how selfish and childish and unlovable you may be, this new companion will accept you as you are and will love you as I do, in spite of yourself." And God created a new animal to be a companion to Adam. And it was a good animal, and God was pleased. And the new animal was pleased to be with Adam, and he wagged his tail. And Adam said, "But Lord, I've already named all the animals in the kingdom, and all the good names are taken, and I cannot think of a name for this new animal." And God said, "No problem, because I have created this new animal to be a reflection of my love for you. His name will be a reflection of my own name, and you can call him Dog." And Dog lived with Adam and was a companion to him and loved him. And Adam was comforted, and God was pleased, and Dog was content and wagged his tail. After a while, it came to pass that Adam's guardian angel came to the Lord and said, "Lord, Adam has become filled with pride. He struts and preens like a peacock, and he believes he is worthy of adoration. Dog has indeed taught him that he is loved, but no one has taught him humility." And the Lord said, "No problem. I will create for him a companion who will be with him forever, and who will see him as he truly is. The companion will remind him of his limitations, so he will know that he is not worthy of adoration." And God created a new animal to be a companion to Adam, and he was called Cat. And Cat would not obey Adam. And when Adam gazed into Cat's eyes, he was reminded that he was not the supreme being, and Adam learned humility. And God was pleased, and Adam was greatly improved, and Dog wagged his tail, and Cat did not care one way or the other. Don't know who wrote it, but where do pets come from?
The origin of pets, dogs and cats.
Let's keep the rhythm going. Here's a cute little story. My coworker Sarah was annoyed that our company's automated telephone directory had mangled her last name. She called the person in charge and asked that he fix it. "Sorry," he said, "all requests must be made via email." "Okay," said Sarah, "just tell me how to email the correct pronunciation for Zuckschwert."
What?
For Zuckschwertz. That's her name. That's her last name. Rebecca Cole sent that.
Coming up next week in Golden Valley, North Dakota, the 17th, it's the 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout. And August 18th, the Wayne Herman Invitational. Horses will buck at 3 p.m. The Shootout, the Bulls buck at 6 p.m. The 17th and 18th in Golden Valley, North Dakota. Be there. Tickets at the gate. And that's the good stuff.